Hey guys, let me just move some stuff here and just go through this pretty quickly. Hopefully, I know how far I can get into this. Let me just skip through here. Just October already, and I'm just going to show you what's been going on. My edge case is here for VN event and the stuff you'll be able to play with. And what we'll be doing right after this, especially for October, so that I can get try to get some stuff right out the door. My visual novel machine, the thingamajigger, is working all right. There's a bunch of stuff I'd want for it. You know, it's not all ideal, but you know, it never really will be ideal. Of course, it always needs a little thing here and a little thing there. But mostly it's usable. It works on HTML5. It works on Windows. It probably works on Android and a bunch of other stuff if it works on HTML5. I haven't had the chance to test that. Mostly it's all there on the most basic levels. I've sort of yanked out a few things out of the system that were there before because they need to be integrated more properly so that all the different modules can access them. Mostly the spine integration, which I really liked having, but was put in a way that was integrated in a way that it wasn't very flexible. So I need to kind of revisit my animation system so that later down the line I can do that sort of stuff. So here you're kind of seeing what's going on here. And that's gonna. I have to actually stop at some point because there's adult content, so I can't really show that on YouTube. That's gonna make a little sound. I made a little sound, and then here you go. We've got options here, and these work. I can't click on them because they bring you to another page. But this is all being spawned through the visual novel program, and that's neat. Let me open up this one. Gonna take a few minutes because unfortunately there's no way to get around this. Your virus protection program is gonna assume it's not certified in any way, so it's gonna be hard for your system to initially your system is gonna be dubious of the file because it doesn't have a certificate and it hasn't existed before in their server. So here we can see my Zodi comic I was working on. I had converted it to the visual novel system. So these three games you can test around and play with. They're all edge cases. They're basically what I wanted to experience, what I was looking at to see what I could pull off with the system and if it was flexible enough to really handle what I want to throw at it. And so far it's doing pretty good. You know, there's interesting things you can do. Shaking, there's camera, there's a few bugs. The UI isn't supposed to move around, but because I want the shake to work on everything, I have to figure out a different way to handle the camera motion and all that stuff. The skipping is there too. The skipping is there too, a bunch of stuff, and it's kind of surprising how much work it is to really track behavior and make sure you're doing things really in a specific way so you're not causing issues down the line. So I've had to do a lot of kind of rework and kind of really set some hard rules for myself so that I'm not creating. But there's still a lot of little doodads and thingers I need to really work on, and yeah, we'll get there. I just don't necessarily have all the time I need right now to do that as a person who's doing so many things. Here's another version. A different interpretation. This is all using the same system and just being data fed information from a spreadsheet to sequence all these events. The sound, the black character showing up. Dialogue, where the objects are being displayed. Pretty much the whole screen is populated with the database, which is just a Google Docs spreadsheet. And the shake is as well. So that's where we're kind of at now. And actually, I'm pretty happy with what everything is going. No, I mean, obviously, still nothing completed. But holy fuck, you know, with a bit of just a little bit of elbow grease on, you know, the Zodi thing and on the Angel thing, it's gonna be pretty damn easy to kind of build some content for that. I have that running, and it running live HTML5, so you can do it in the browser or have it loaded up on your own machine through an executable, and hopefully on Android at some point. So mostly here, what we're looking at is this is you're going to be able to play around with those visual novel exports. There might be some bugs. They may not be complete. But just play around with them. There's still tons of bugs and things I know of I need to fix. So play with them knowing that they aren't complete and that I am more than aware of any of the problems that might crop up. So don't worry about bug reporting, any issues like that. There's already a mountain heap very high right now of priorities on before I even start to do some beta testing on that level. So let me get to the point where I feel like it's at least ironclad, to the sense that I think I've fixed everything before I start really getting some edge cases from you guys. So from that, we have I was talking to Mike Candy and we spoke a bit, and we're gonna try to push out Ahegao this month for the end of the month. So hopefully that'll be the reward. Is a somewhat I'd like the game to be more finished, but I'd like to it actually I need more help to be able to get it to where I want it to, so maybe a version 2 at some point if people really like it. So I need to just get that game out and allow people to play it. Maybe get it up on a store or whatever, get it up on My Candy or get it up on any other method possible, and drive a bit of traffic towards what I'm doing, because as much as it's been fun and interesting to do the coding, man, it is a lot of work. It is a lot of work all the time, constantly, to do, you know, whenever something breaks, you know, it's not 10 minutes, it's 4 hours. It can sometimes be way more than what you think it's going to be just to kind of do stuff. But I feel like I'm over this hump now. And if I lock the visual novel program in a way that I don't expand beyond what it currently is, which I don't want. I want to be able to get great effects. I want to get shaders in there, and I want to get cool transitions. I want it to feel very cinematic. That might have to wait. Until there's a bit more support and I've got another hand on deck to poke me, push me through this stuff, a kind of mastermind, because yeah, it's this architecture stuff. This fucking, if I was just making a character moving around or a fucking, you know, RPG or action RPG, there's just so many resources, but there are no resources on how to build a event sequencing thing like this. And it's just kind of poking in the darkness a lot of the time. And a lot of it's really unappealing to look at. Like, it's not anything interesting. It's not visually compelling, and it's hard to explain. Hey, look at all this stuff that's been done. And it's just boring code that looks through data and handles it properly. And that's all it does. And so now that I've got that kind of going, and you know, there might be a few bugs, I really just sit down and like for a week solid, not worry about anything else, and just clean all this garbage out. But I've got other priorities, as you know. I do comics and I do other things, so and I've got my Image comic submission that I gotta catch up on, and I gotta move out, and I got all sorts of dealios. So we'll see. But that said, I think I really pushed hard for September to to really get to a point I think I'm really happy with, and I hope you guys are happy to see there's some progress, and we'll see more and more content and more adult content as well. I know it's been kind of, and trust me, I'd like to really get into that aspect, but there's just, it feels like there's just these tiny roadblocks all kind of lined up to get to the point where I can really deliver the content the way I want, which is really fully immersive and animated and really nicely presented and not just like thrown up on the screen and you just deal with it. So that said, that's the update for September. I hope you guys enjoy the stuff I'm gonna send you, and let's really get this thing out. I might really just break the bank on this one and get some help to help me out on the Ahigo, get all the artworks nice artwork done. All right, thanks guys, talk to you later.